From newsounds.org, time for another moment from the Soundcheck Archives as we continue with a week of programming devoted to David Bowie. We've got our New Sounds live performances of his Berlin trilogy airing each night at WNYC-FM here in New York. And both of our Soundcheck podcasts this week are Bowie-related. Monday, we heard a visit from Bowie's longtime producer, Tony Visconti. Today, it's a 2018 studio visit with sax player Donnie McCaslin. His group became the band for Bowie's final album, Black Star.
Club Kid was here, 1985, when this concrete was poured in that golden era way above our means passing on folklore.
From newsounds.org, welcome to another edition of the Soundcheck Podcast. It's our series of live in-studio performances, streaming live on YouTube and Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. Donnie McCaslin was already a well-respected sax player and band leader before David Bowie asked him and his band to play on Bowie's final album, Black Star, and Donnie had already been stretching his ensemble's sound with elements of rock and electronic music. But working with Bowie on his final album led Donnie to a musical path that has resulted in a new album called simply Blow. Donnie McCaslin and his band are here to play some of the songs for us now. This first one is called What About the Body?
Bikes and your allowance, right on the geographical solution. You face the same problem when you get there. That dude's in all the mirrors, riding off hoppers at the sunset.
Left wing, right wing, what about the body? Head, heart, lungs, legs, land on feet. Work, live, love, breathe and eat. Work, live, love, about the body, left wing, right wing, what about the body? Work, little love, breathe in me. Work, little love, breathe in me.
Uh-oh, we must explain ourselves. We get called in to express ourselves. It's like a drug that makes a skitty cell. And everything is up in the air right now. Like everything could get dissolved in water. House is where I make less sense. Here we are on vacation in photographic memories. Here we are on vacation in photographic memories.
What about the body? Head, heart, lungs, legs, land on feet. Work, live, love, breathe and eat. Work, live, love, breathe and eat. Left wing, right wing, what about the body? Left wing, right wing, what about the body? Work, live, love, breathe and eat. Work, live, love, breathe and eat.
The song is called What About the Body? It's from the new album called Blow by Donnie McCaslin and his band. Donnie playing sax and doing some backing vocals, Jeff Taylor on lead vocals, Jason Lindner behind the various keyboards, Jonathan Marin on bass, and back in drum world over there is the drummer, as you might expect, Zach Danziger. First of all, Donnie, it's great to see you again.
Great to see you, John.
This album, Blow, is tilted heavily towards vocal music. Not exclusively, but there's a lot of singing.
Yes.
I didn't realize you sang.
Well, as the lyric goes, it's a work in progress. But I did sing in my high school choir.
Really?
And have, as this project was taking shape and it was moving more in that direction, I knew that I would need to sing. And not necessarily leads, but to contribute, and I'm happy to do it, and it's fun. It's fun to stretch myself in a new way, and it's reminiscent to me of some of the early music that I was into prior to even being a jazz fan. I used to love Chuck Berry, and I loved the Beach Boys, and especially with the Beach Boys, as you can imagine, the lush harmonies.
Yeah.
It was something that really spoke to me as a kid, so in a way that there's some connection with what we're doing now.
Yeah. And what about, I mean, you've had a long career and you've done many things with many different people, but this project, working with Bowie on Black Star, seems to have been a kind of a rekindling of a spark for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, he embodied so many of the things that I strive for as an artist, and like his fearlessness and his openness come to mind right now. And that, I think, has propelled me. The way I would put it is that things seem possible now that didn't seem possible 5 or 10 years ago, artistically. It just felt like it kind of opened up this whole realm of possibilities that I had never really dared to dream of in a way. And now, you know, it's sort of playing itself out. And it's been this sort of gradual process. You know, we've been on the road a lot the last couple of years post-Black Star, as you'd imagine. But having all that time on the stage gave me more room to imagine new things. And I started to feel the direction of where this was going. And it was unclear at first, but I kind of followed my instinct. At times it was scary. And you know, it felt like I was kind of going without a map at certain points, but it was also really exciting. And to arrive at this point now is really, really exciting.
Well, and you describe it as a journey, and there have been sort of way stations along that journey.
Yes.
You know, there, you guys, you talk about being on the road a lot. You were doing Bowie's Warszawa, as some people pronounce it, from the album Low. You were doing that in your live set for a while.
Yeah.
And then the previous album, Beyond Now, has two Bowie covers on it.
Yes.
So that album now, in retrospect, seems almost like a halfway point to where you've gotten with Blow.
I would agree, and I would say that I felt like there was a couple tracks on that record that pointed to the new direction.
Hmm.
And I remember when that record came out and as we were touring, feeling like, oh, there's this particular track that captivates me in a way that stimulates my creative imagination and kind of led the way.
Now, I would have asked you this question anyway, just because of the preponderance of vocals on the album, but did you have to change the way you write? I mean, when you're writing for voice, it is kind of a different thing, I would guess.
Absolutely. I mean, I would say, even, John, that I was used to doing things a certain way, whether it was acoustic music or, you know, acoustic music with brass quintet or whatever. There was kind of a certain process that I had. And this one has been like new territory for me, collaborating with songwriters, meeting with people, having a back and forth, hearing an idea for a chorus, you know, giving feedback. It was really actually wonderful and inspiring to work with different people and to be challenged in a different way. Initially, I would write something that I would hear and it would be inappropriate for voice, let's say.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, learned as we were going and it evolved and it's been, you know, giving you a great appreciation for the art of songwriting.
And so some of those people that you collaborated with on this record, you have Gail Ann Dorsey, longtime Bowie collaborator.
Yes.
Mark Kozelek of Sun Kill Moon contributes a very, a very idiosyncratic, let's put it that way, vocal track. And also Jeff, of course, and Ryan Dolly. How does he say his last
Ryan
name?
Ryan Dahl.
Dahl, just Dahl.
Yeah.
So what about this process has been surprising for you? I mean, did you end up with the record you expected?
Let's see. I think the song we're going to play, Club Kid, was the one that kind of set the table. And, you know, I had these big brushstrokes in mind, but that was the song when the chorus arrived and that locked in, that was the one that kind of set the table for everything to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, I didn't have a clear sense at the beginning, but the further along I got, it all started to come together. In fact, What About the Body was one of the very last things that came together, like 2 weeks before we went to the studio or something. But, you know, as we got closer, I felt the clarity, you know, was really coming, and we were playing, so we were working out some of the material on the road, and I was just feeling just more and more clarity as we got closer to it.
Well, this song, Club Kid, has some of the more unusual lyrics on the record.
Yes.
I mean, it is about being a club kid, but it's also about bees, somehow.
Yes.
Is that a particular interest of yours?
Well, the lyrics to this one were written by Ryan.
Okay.
And I mean, I definitely grew up with bees around me, and we had bees at the farm that I grew up in California, but I'm not actually an avid bee person.
Okay.
So for me, this one is more about the freedom of expression that I kind of discovered in college at a dance club, just dancing to music in a way I think I had never really done before. And it connected me in a way, because music school can be very intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a way for me to connect with my body into music that was different, and in a way helped to merge the music school stuff I was getting every day with just the root feeling and passion for music, which is what ultimately I think music is about.
Yeah, what about the body? So you want to play Club Kid for us?
Yes.
This is Donnie McCaslin and the band. The new album is called Blow. The band is playing for us live here in the studio today.
Up, run, club kid, 1,000 stingers in between highs. Jump off, borrowed bike, ghost ride at the end of the dock. Swim past the scouts, sung between highs. Last lighting night. Jump off the end of the dock, underwater sounds, suspended animation in between lives, vacation, patience, you fish out the borrowed bike, foggy tourist in between dives.
Wow, that's called Club Kid. A version of the song appears on Donny McCaslin's new album called Blow. This, obviously, a bit of a different version, live here in the studio. I mentioned Jeff Taylor, of course, singing lead, but when a guitar is required, Jeff is the guitarist as well.
Yes.
Not needed for the set that you've put together for us today. This character of the Club Kid reappears later on the album in the song New Kindness.
Yes.
Is there a kind of link between some of these songs?
Well, there is. Ryan was the lyricist for both of those. And as I was saying earlier, as the song Club Kid had set the table, he mentioned that he liked to bring those characters back in other contexts. And I think there's a connection, too, that New Kindness is kind of like the spirit center of the record in a way. Mm. Like it's this sense of hope.
That's the song we heard just a snippet of at the very beginning of the session. And the reference to 1985?
Well, That's going to date me, John. That's going to date me. But that was around the time I was, you know, hitting the dance clubs in college.
Yeah, and see, that's about the time I started to get too old to hit the dance club. So don't be giving me this dating stuff.
Okay, okay. I will mention that one of my nicknames in college was Donnie Dance Step.
Good. Don't mention that.
All right. Okay.
There are some political lyrics on the album. When a lyricist comes to you with that, you have a decision to make. You know, do I want this to be that kind of song or that kind of album?
Right. And, you know, there's different ways of looking at it. I mean, one is, you know, I could say, well, it's a statement about the state of art society right now. Also, you know, left wing, right wing, what about the body? I mean, that's, you know, I feel very apropos for the moment where we are pulled in these, you know, strong directions. And what does happen to the soul of the country, to the soul of the community.
The body politic, as the saying.
And what happens, and I think we're seeing that play out in real time. So, yes, I'm aware of it, and I don't have a problem with it because I think about it, and I'm concerned about it.
Now, in that last song, you were doing some, you know, effects on the saxophone. That's not necessarily new. But your interest in that has deepened since working with Bowie on Black Star.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this the other day. One time I was hanging out with David, and he just brought up...
I'm ready to kill you right now, just for saying that.
Well, it feels a little funny. Well, one day when I was hanging out with David, but we were hanging out, in fact, and talking, and he just brought up what he saw is, you know, a direction that I could go, or the future of how my thing would evolve. And he mentioned me manipulating loops in real time on stage and using different effects and improvising with that. And, you know, I was like, you know, that's something I am interested in. And especially working with Jason, as I have, and Tim LaFave, who often plays bass, and Jonathan Marin, all these guys are like DJs with their pedals. And I was getting to the point where I felt like I wasn't sure how to react in this environment, improvising. So, you know, about a few months after Black Star came out, I took the plunge and got a bunch of electronics, and it just opened up this whole new arena for me to explore as an improviser. And that's one of the things with Blow the Record that's really different from all my records prior, is that the saxophone sound is treated on every track, I think, in different ways.
Right.
And that's all, you know, part of this process.
But it is still recognizably a saxophone as opposed to like an iwi, an electronic wind instrument.
Exactly. And I think that's a person, you know, I've just never been drawn, because I still want it to be a saxophone.
Right.
And so that's, I think, why I was resistant for a while. But eventually, you know, I've gone over, I plugged in, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It's really opened up a lot.
And of course, you were probably aware when David was hanging with you and talking about this, that you know, he himself was a longtime sax player.
Oh, of course.
And in the 70s, there weren't a whole lot of rock sax players. Mm. So whenever there was like a poll of the best sax players in rock, it was always Bowie. Like, there were like 3 years in a row, 74, 75, 76, where he, and, you know, he never considered himself a serious sax player.
Well, it reminds me of his quote, or I think we were there when he said this, where he recounted it to us, saying that, "I'd like to think that I have the passion of John Coltrane and the technique of Bill Clinton." I thought that was really funny and self-effacing, the way David was, you know. But, you know, you listen to Changes and, you know, what he plays, there is a tangible passion.
Sure.
The way he plays that, it's really compelling, even though he maybe doesn't have the, you know, technical skill and fluidity of other players, but you feel that passion there.
Right.
And I think it's really compelling.
Donnie McCaslin and the band with us on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast from newsounds.org, our regular series of live in-studio performances. Follow us on Facebook and check us out online at newsounds.org to see what else we're up to. Right now, the band is here. You want to do... Tiny Kingdom is a little bit of a different sound from the two bangers that we've started with here today.
It is. We did start strong, and now we're gonna mellow out a little bit. And this is a song, a co-write with Jeff Taylor and myself. and this is Tiny Kingdom.
Another life I plead.
The song is called Tiny Kingdom from Donnie McCaslin's new album called Blow, the song co-composed by sax player Donnie McCaslin and singer and guitarist Jeff Taylor. No guitar today, just singing. Donnie, I don't know if it's just me, but there are moments sprinkled throughout the songs on this record where your saxophone sound, for me at least, definitely recalls not just Black Star, but like side two of Black Star. I mean, it's like a really specific sound.
Oh, it's interesting.
Is that just me or did...
No, I think, remember Tony Visconti came...
The producer, of course.
Yeah. Last time we played it at the Vanguard and I was using the effects and he said, that's reminiscent of, you know, something. And I didn't want to be presumptuous and think that it was something I added. I said, no, Tony, that sound, that reverb that you added, that's part of the catalyst that put me in this direction.
Yeah.
That project, it was a transformative experience for all of us involved. And I feel like I've grown a lot. I've been given the license to just run with everything. And that's part of it.
Well, and you have run in many different directions on this record. You know, there's kind of art rock and jazz. There's some spacey electronics. There are, you know, there's 4 minutes of improvisation, which I believe is called... exactly four minutes of improvised music. Yeah. And by the end of the album, there's even a kind of quiet storm R&B flavor to the proceedings. So
yes.
What holds it all together for you?
Well, I think part of it is the continuity of the way we play together and the cohesion that we've built over hours and hours on the bandstand. And the fact that we all have a broad musical language that we draw from. So it's not like it has to be one thing for us. And I trace that personally back to the musical DNA from where I grew up, playing with my father's band, hearing a lot of reggae band, playing in rock bands, playing in salsa bands. So for me, all of that has always coexisted in my aesthetic, and now I have a larger platform in which to express that with like-minded musicians who are, you know, all masters in their own right. So it's the artistic integrity of it and the way we play together that ties it all together for me.
Well, the results are on the new album called Blow, Donnie McCaslin and the band. Donnie, great to see you again. Thank you guys so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Thanks, John. Pleasure.
This is Soundcheck. You've been listening to another moment from our archives, this one from 2018. And while we've been focusing on Bowie-related material this week on Soundcheck, our New Sounds radio series has been broadcasting the Bowie Berlin Trilogy in a New Sounds live performance that we did in 2018 at Brookfield Place in the Winter Garden Atrium. You can hear those shows at newsounds.org. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer.